everybody. It's Lily Elmer Gosling here. Welcome to Ru Podcast. Today, Paula Rincon is with us and she is the owner of the Palmy Media. Welcome, Paula.
Okay. What we were talking about? Soundfest. Yeah, so I had some mushrooms, so I felt really good when you were in there.
Okay, Brie had a question. Brie, let me know about your question now. I don't even know. You said about the Soundfest. I have a question for Paula. Was it about the... how this started? Like being a part of Soundfest? Or...
also, like in the past, like have you went to previous Soundfests? And how was this experience different than the others?
Oh. Ooh. So... I went to Soundfest last year and I wanted to volunteer, but volunteering there is really hard because you have to spend a lot of hours in there. So I went last year as a normal guest. And then this year I tried to reach out to them saying like, hey, I have a social media agency. I want to create some collab or like some content for you. They answered. I sent like my portfolio because they asked me for a portfolio and everything. And then they disappeared. And no, I was like, okay, maybe they don't have the time or whatever, it's fine. And then the day that something started, they told me like, oh, sorry, your email got lost, like in the tons of emails we have, but we actually want you to do the content. You know, like, that's great.
Congratulations.
You
know, when did this happen?
The opportunities, last Friday. And then Saturday, I was recording.
Friday, you mean right before, literally.
Thursday, Friday, I had the time to think about whatever I wanted to do.
And Saturday was I was recording. I mean, you had a little time to get prepared because you didn't know.
Yeah. So I was like looking for the help and everything because I was like, I don't have anyone to record the videos. That's when I asked Tony because that's a lot. You can't do that
course,
by yourself.
Who's gonna, you know? Oh, no, this is a teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I figured it out.
Yeah. When the Soundfest posted the video, I put in the comments, like, thank you to my sister and thank you to Tony because they helped me. Yeah, because they need the recognition. They need the credits, right?
I know. And they did a great job with you from beginning till the end.
They were so patient. You know, I got stressed. You saw stressed. It was so hard. A lot of people. And you need to get everything done the same day. You have to record, do the interviews, edit, and post.
I know,
the same day.
Content creating. People maybe think that it's chance, luck. You work for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have 200,000, if I'm wrong. 400. Tell us. How many followers do you have on TikTok?
400,000 followers. Latino followers, mostly.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
400,000 followers. Like, you have an set up audience already trusts you, follows you.
Yeah.
How is it going, that site, that account specifically?
It's crazy because you think, like, for me, when I started to grow, I was like, yeah, I have some followers, but there are sometimes when I stop and I say, like, 400 followers is a lot.
It is.
It's like a singer in a stadium.
When you think about it, it is huge.
It is huge.
Like, right, like, in person.
It's like half of the population in London. You know? Because what's the population here in London? Like 500,000?
Oh, I just saw it but forgot the day before.
But yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. So if it's
a
half
lot of
it even...
responsibility.
I was going to say, but I didn't mean to interrupt probably. Mm-hmm. So in terms of what? Because people are going to watch this and they're going to be like, okay, this is awesome content creating. You have followers. Everybody wants to follow you. Your account is growing. They maybe assume that it's just happening with the flow. Like, but there is somebody that works behind it, right?
Yeah.
How do you do? Tell us about it, like a little bit of your story or of your part. Because we see edited parts and they're awesome and they're 5 seconds. What's going on behind that?
So how do I do my videos or how do I, what exactly do you want me to
do? How do you do with everything that you're creating in your daily life?
Like, it's a lot.
And what is your business? Maybe tell us about that.
Yeah, I haven't. Okay, so my business is a social media agency. Awesome. So that means I have clients. So I have the clients and I also have my personal account. Then I have the TikTok. So it's like managing seven accounts at the same time.
Okay.
You know how much you have to spend, the time you have to spend creative and then finding the ideas and then editing. But that's what I love to do.
That's what I love to do
100%.
Like, enjoying the path.
I can't picture myself doing anything that is not like social media. So I enjoy
this is it.
That. Yeah.
This is it, like whatever they do.
Yeah.
Right?
In everything technology. Always goes to social media.
Yeah, just this girl's heart is beating up for the social media. I mean, yeah. I see it. You know, she is shining in social media, in real life too.
I try.
Yeah, but we are being our best selves, like honest selves, yeah. Right? So when I ask you, how are you? You are saying I'm nervous. So we are not lying here.
No.
In real life, we are who we are. We are trying our best to produce something in social media, yeah. Right? Yeah. This is our positive self.
Yeah. And especially because not everyone asks you, how are you? And what you see on social media is not the same as what the person is feeling, like
that's
actually
true.
Feeling.
That's true.
In that moment, you know? And I have learned that because, like, you see, you start to compare on social media, especially when you're creating content.
It happens to me as well. When I spend too much time on social media, I start comparing myself to other women.
Yeah.
Who look happier somehow. I just start forgetting about the background, the hard work, you know, like.
And not even that, but how do you know if it's true? What
they're
sharing.
That's true,
you know?
It totally, it's all about that person, how honest they want to be.
Exactly.
That's
because
it.
You can show, like, I don't know, you're super happy with your couple, but then at the end of the day, you're not really good. You're fighting. You're having
only discussion. You know it, right? Only you know it. So I'm more interested in if people are happy or not. Like that's why I like asking people, even if sometimes they don't want to be vulnerable about the topic.
Oh, yeah,
you see it in the eyes. You see it in the body language.
The spark of the people.
If you really want to connect,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So
but
you're
not,
doing
not
great.
Everyone is open to share their feelings. You know,
everybody is
not everyone wants to share their feelings.
No, totally understandable.
Yeah, but you keep asking.
I hope
they
have somebody to share though. I would wish if it's not me, I hope there is somebody because it's important. Sometimes people say, I don't really talk about my emotions, like even with himself or herself. Then it is too much.
That.
Yeah, you ignore that part.
Yeah.
So like maybe that nervous side, right?
Yeah, and that's not good. That's why, like, that's when I say social media is a huge responsibility. Because whatever you're sharing, you have to make sure that people are watching you.
They are.
They are following you on whatever you're teaching or showing.
Right.
So if you show your perfect life and it's not true, people are just going to start to compare with you. And you don't want that. I don't want people to compare with me.
Right.
I don't want that.
We
all have good and bad moments.
It's true. Do you share them?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's why I shared the last time, like, take a rest, like, try to relax and everything,
awesome.
Because I wasn't feeling good.
Really?
Like, I'm not feeling good. I feel like this is a lot.
Whatever do you
pressure.
Need, you also
I'm
suggested.
I'm going to share that to the rest of the people because, yeah, I can be recording videos and I can post every day, but that doesn't mean that I'm super happy 24/7.
That's true because we are human. At the end of the day, during the day, we are just human.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget this. Sometimes I feel like I need to be so perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody reminds me, like a chiropractor or, you know, you hear this like a message. Massage therapist told me once. I was like, I think I mentioned that I'm not enough.
You're what?
I'm not enough for myself.
Don't say that.
I think I gave the vibe. So she said, we are human. And I was like, wait, but of course.
Yeah.
So somebody needs to remind you sometimes.
Yeah, to have the reminder that we are here for a reason and that no one is perfect.
That's it.
You always, I always try to push myself like, do more. That's not enough. And then it's like, hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
Love
this cleaning thing.
The horses you have because you're doing great and you have to give yourself the credit.
That's true.
You're working on something.
and be proud of yourself, right?
Yeah. I think mental health becomes like even more and more important every day, especially with the kids and everything. Yes, I feel like I'm so old, but I didn't have social media when I was a kid. I didn't have social media when I was a kid, so I didn't have like anyone to compare or anyone to follow.
We just played and enjoyed.
Yeah.
But there are abundance of, you know, opportunity to compare yourself with somebody else. But yeah, I don't know how to teach the kids, like, or young people to use social media for their own benefits.
And you can.
Right?
Because you can't know 24/7 what are they looking, what are they searching. Because, like, have you seen those girls, like, those little girls, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years, that go into Sephora to get makeup?
And they do. I mean, yeah, they know about makeup. So it always surprises me because we didn't care.
But they are kids at the end of the day, you know.
They care and they know about it, right? Earlier.
And they look older because they're doing their makeups.
Of course.
And that's not good because you need to live as a kid.
I see.
And then once you're an adult, then you can enjoy that life.
Right. I wish.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Social media is really important right now. And it's everywhere.
It's important. It's everywhere. I hope everybody is aware of what they're doing. Like you, even if they have 1,000 followers or 20,000, right? Because people, even like 5 people are watching you. Imagine they're different 5 people, like different personalities, different family members.
Yeah. And even if you have like, I don't know, 50 followers, at least one person is really watching your content.
Yeah, they care.
You are doing
actually, this is being loved
person.
Too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel in terms of it? How do you find your comments that are written for you?
I have never had like haters or anything like that. Oh,
that's awesome.
So, yeah, because that means you're doing something good.
This is, and you know, yeah, maybe they are less too. I hope. Maybe, right?
Maybe I just don't see them because I don't pay attention to those bad comments and bad energy and anything.
Oh, nice.
I don't care.
They usually respond to comments or like your followers.
For the good ones? Yeah, I always try to talk with them.
They ask something.
They do ask a lot. Because
really?
I teach a lot about law of attraction, right?
You do in Spanish.
Yeah, in
you
Spanish.
Told me.
So everything, all my TikTok is about law of attraction. So how to manifest or like different techniques. How to have like a better lifestyle.
This is one of my favorite topics. Okay. Just for a moment, what would you say about if somebody doesn't know about it and wants to learn? What are you saying about it?
The law of attraction?
I
would say fake it till you make it. Like this tiny purse. Because it's literally like that. So you want something, you work for it. But then you have to picture yourself already getting what you want. So you want a red car, you have to picture yourself having that red car. Like, that's official. So then you can start, I don't know, thinking with your brain, like, okay, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then you just work for it. Because there are some people that think that maybe just thinking that they want a red car, their red car is going to be in front of their faces
the next day,
and that's not how it works. Of course, you need to work for your dreams, you need to work for whatever you want to. But if you have that good energy and that manifestation, things are going to come easier to your life,
right?
Yeah. You think the same, right?
I think exactly.
And do you do like?
I love that you are talking about this topic. As you're one of your followers, I would love to see the same content in English too.
I know.
How come it's in Spanish and not in English? Why?
I get nervous in English.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Not like you're... I thought for a second maybe you think that English audience won't be interested in this topic? Or
I think there should be people interested in the topic. Right? I don't know if the same as Latino people. Because Latinos are really into law of attraction. I don't know if maybe English would be the same.
Right, then there
but
is nothing wrong with
that
the topic.
I want to
okay.
do. That's something that I definitely want to try. Maybe translate some videos. Because now I have friends that speak only in English. So
Your English is awesome. You are killing it. I love the accent and everything.
Yeah, when I first came to Canada.
It's oh my goodness, it's so sexy, so sweet. there is nothing wrong with the you know, like understanding communication. So I don't know about your emotions on your language. It's awesome. I would just love to see it because you are successful. You know,
we are successful.
I hope my business encourages you and gives some opportunities for us to
grow
for this language and growth and, you know, for motivation to others.
Oh, yeah.
When I first came to Canada, sorry, I cut your word. I was so worried about the accent because I didn't think about it before. Yeah. I didn't know that I had an accent until coming here. So when people didn't understand me because of the pronunciation of a word, that how I learned is different than how it's actually pronounced, they had a hard time understanding me. And my shocker, like...
But you're an English teacher, so it's easier for you too.
It's, for me, it's easy, but for them, it's new accent on English.
Yeah.
So I was worried about it. And I saw in other internationals that their language is so unique to themselves. It's beautiful. Sometimes I don't even want to change the accent, but it's going there so that it's easier nowadays because we live in Canada.
Yeah, like, I mean, when I moved to Canada, I felt the same, so I didn't want to talk because I said, like, oh my God, my accent. I don't want to have an accent.
See,
I tried to practice. But now I don't care. Like,
of
when someone says, like, oh, you speak like Sofia Vergara last time, I like it. I like
her.
What
is wrong?
Like,
everybody's jealous.
Yeah,
Sonia,
like,
she's my love.
She's super successful living with her accent. She's super famous. She's a millionaire and she has an accent, so why not?
I just don't like sometimes the people's attitudes towards her.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Right. You can't do it to an international.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Right? But that's normal. Having an accent is... I think everyone has an accent somehow.
That's okay, right?
Especially
I love
here
it.
In Canada because
I love it. I love it being in Canada.
People.
How are you liking it? It's been 4.5 years, you said.
Yeah, 4.5.
Minus 3. So tell me about 4.5.
I love Canada.
How is it going?
I love Canada. I love the people. I don't want to leave. Sometimes people ask, oh, do you want to go back to Colombia? No. No, I don't want to. I'm good
Me
here.
Too.
I'm good here? Like, why?
Me too. I'm so good here. If I go somewhere, probably it will be a new country for me. If I'm like, because I love discovering new things.
Ugh.
Maybe it's not, again, Turkey, because it's like I was there, was grown
You're
there.
Already,
it's like
already.
Probably you too. Colombia is like somewhere you know, comfort zone.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
me. Yeah, yeah.
Comfort zone, that's the word. If I have the opportunity to move to a different place, I would go to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Italy.
Have you ever tried learning Italian?
Yeah, Italian.
Italian,
yeah. I tried. It's not hard, though, because it's
similar
to Spanish.
I did try.
Yeah?
It's so cute.
How was it?
It was so cute. Sounds so cute. Did they know that they literally chose the best words to... create the language?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they did little states in like Florence and other parts of Italy, and they just created a language with the best words from each.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Why it sounds so awesome. I didn't
I
know that too.
Italian.
I thought it's only me, like, and like everybody else.
No, I love to learn Italy. I love people when they speak in Italian.
I love just love it.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, but it was about the love of attraction.
Oh, sure. You
do
have
you,
a question for me.
Yeah. Do you use, like, any technique to manifest the life of your dream? Like a vision board?
Yeah.
Or
I need to do it.
I need to do the vision board. It's June, but it's
so
still...
I'm on August 2nd, 2024. I'm hosting an event.
Totally.
Yeah, deep stretch and dream board, creating dream board. It's going to be a special event.
I love it. I
from
love
Hello Root.
I love that.
Hello Root Yoga.
Oh, I love it. Doing vision boards is so fun, especially when you are with the right people.
It's amazing. I'm just enjoying
it. The good energy. Everyone
So dream board, I need to do it more often, I believe. Yeah, because I forget the time-wise too.
I do it annually.
Really?
Yeah, and that's it.
I'm more working on, probably in my mind, and writing.
Writing. I don't like writing.
So I read The Secret.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And The Magic.
I don't have that one.
I just came across to it in a bookstore. That is an old one, like sells used books.
Yeah.
And I just said...
It was there.
I didn't even know that bookstore is here. So I just purchased it.
I love it.
So it says, so The Secret, it's talking about manifesting and feeling good, right? Yeah. So in The Magic, it adds feeling grateful already.
Yeah, always.
As
always
if you said like a red grateful. Car example, yeah. You are feeling and you are already thanking it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that secret and people are still saying, it's not working. Have you ever tried?
Yeah.
Whenever I like, believed, really, really it happened. Tried.
Yeah.
It's about you. How hard you can believe something that is not your reality,
mm-hmm.
but keep that belief. Like how, right?
And even if the dream is, like if you have that dream, is because you probably can do it. Not probably, you can do it.
You can actually do anything, do it. Actually. Yeah. Because it first,
yeah.
We talked about Nico too. It's just first dream. And then reality, right? And about our businesses,
yeah.
They were dreams.
Yeah.
When was the like I first thing to you have thought a about
business.
It?
I never
planned. Never.
No, I was like the last time I would do would be having a business, and then here we are.
This is so amazing.
So you never know.
You can't never say know.
No.
I had one question about our leap in.
Okay.
What was the most surprising thing about leap in? What was it for you?
The people.
Most. Really?
The people, the friends that I have made there. Yeah, it's amazing.
What didn't you expect? Making friends or?
Yeah, I literally joined Leap just to meet people, to make friends. Because I was like, I think I need to meet more people. And think like, I need to hang out with some friends. And I don't have a lot. So I was like, I know Leap is a really good option. And I wasn't wrong.
You
I have really
wrong.
Good friends now, really, really good friends, and it's amazing to know that everyone has like that mindset of winner mindset.
I am surprised with the mindset too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Meeting with like-minded, right?
Yeah.
They are hardworking.
Yeah.
On their businesses.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like
it's
us.
Crazy.
Their belief, their hard work, the light in the eyes.
Yeah, and then. Once you start to hang out with those people, everything starts to connect, so you can have more connections, more people. Now everything around you is with your business, with support, with people that really want to help you. And I think that's awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
We are getting support.
Yeah.
We are getting love.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing. We are really connecting for yeah. future.
And with support, you can do everything.
Everything.
Support, you can do everything.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is our world, I feel mm-hmm. like.
And that's being human.
It's like whatever I feel, I think as much as I believe in this manifesting and like keeping up with myself, everything going like high, right? You
yeah.
don't really get bothered with the negative energy
I
and
know.
You don't even notice.
You try, right? You
it's
try.
Hard to notice for, I mean, for outside, I will say, not within. So within
yeah, yeah,
another,
yeah, yeah.
Have to say, another situation that you're dealing with.
And, well, it's not say. Easy to deal with the negativity. You try to not avoid them, but try to
but
accept.
There are negative too,
yeah.
right?
You try to accept the negativity because you have to. The negativity also helps you to grow somehow.
It's so true that we didn't like, never liked.
Yeah, because you can't be happy 24/7.
We can just enjoy the learnings, I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not enjoying solving it or
oh, no.
having the problem. You sometimes I have a hard time believing that it is really teaching me, right? Like, are we making sure? Like,
yeah.
because your thoughts can switch to what did I deserve to do, right?
Yeah.
So easily.
Yeah, no,
and
like
this brings negativity.
It's like that. Well, there is a lot of negativity, but it depends on the point of view you have. You know?
Right? Totally. So you are doing this manifesting with Spanish followers. Latino, you said, though,
Latinos.
Not Spanish. Sorry. Pardon my word. I love Latinos.
I love Latinos too.
Three words about Latinos.
three words?
Yeah, if somebody doesn't know about them, their culture.
I would say that we enjoy a lot everything.
Aww.
And we like colorful stuff. Yeah, and we are like so proud. Like,
really?
I like to be Colombian. I like it. Like, it's fine. There are a lot of Colombian people here, you know.
There are.
Tons of Colombians everywhere.
Do you have friends? Colombian friends a lot?
Do,
or
yeah.
Is it like you have internationals too? Or like, which one is
every,
the...
Canadian. I don't even know if I know like a lot of Canadian people, if you think.
But in Lipin, I think it changed, right? Something?
Yeah,
what do you think?
But if you think Lip, it's full of international people too.
Oh, there are Canadians too. Like Brie.
And Joseph. Well, Juhi.
Joseph, Juhi. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, because I was, you know, thinking about it, because I'm an international. I was like, let's see, like, how did they do, like, Jonah. Yeah, right?
Is also Canadian.
I think maybe, not sure, half-half.
Yeah, well, and they're my friend.
At
like,
the end, right?
I feel like everyone is my friend in Lipin.
Oh, yeah,
support
yeah.
Support each other.
So it's changed the dynamics, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you had more Colombian friends or environment,
yeah.
It's changed now, especially with the entrepreneurship. Their mindset, right?
But I like having international friends because I can practice my English.
Oh,
not necessary.
Yeah.
But you know, like, don't you have two personalities? Like, one personality when you're speaking in your language, then one personality when you're speaking in English.
In terms of language.
Don't you feel that way? Because I feel like
everybody says the same though, right? They
yeah.
say personality change.
Yeah.
Does it?
Like for me, yeah.
For me, I'm thinking. Maybe Yvette, yes.
Yeah?
Why not? Because expressions are different.
Because you can't express yourself the way you want to.
This is the English version. Your English version is so cute.
Well, yeah, what about but if this podcast would be in Spanish, I think it would be kind of different. Because I can express myself in the way
right?
that I want to.
I know.
Yeah. In English, you just try to find the words somehow. Just like, this is how I feel.
Yeah, that's true. But this is what makes it unique. So what
you
do?
It's great to have the opportunity of speaking two languages. That's great.
We are killing it.
Uh-huh.
What I was going to ask. I was thinking about something today. Did you ask your question, manifesting?
Yeah.
No.
That one and then what else can I ask? Let me think.
That's
have you ever
so
manifested
awesome.
Something?
I did lots. Oh,
yeah?
I was going to ask you that too.
Oh yeah.
I think I was gonna ask the last thing you manifested. So I will talk about mine. Couple of things. Like Lipin.
Yeah, I was
manifested
going to
really
that
good.
Because I got like the flyer and I put the flyer on my wall. And I was like,
awesome.
Okay, this is where I want.
This is
so
true.
So I'll go for it.
The brand I have.
Oh,
first
really?
Manifested,
you
it.
Manifested that?
First tried to feel like a business owner because I didn't believe it.
Oh yeah.
You know they say what was it? In person. What is it? The syndrome? Persona. What was it? Great.
Imposter.
You're great. The
imposter syndrome.
I experienced it during my manifestation period, right? So I'm thinking about it. I don't really have. No. You're having a brand. Walk like it. I started walking like a business owner.
Yeah, you have to. If
you
you
have to.
Yourself doing it. Well, she's going to believe in
and
herself.
This is what's happening, right? I manifested very recently. What was the last one yours?
I think Lip would be
maybe about brand, like a sound test. Maybe did you manifest
yeah.
or did you forget about it? Did you really want it?
I would call I manifested because whatever I want to put my intention on is what I want to get.
Right,
so
and you applied for it.
Yeah.
How did you know that there was an opportunity for content creation, or
there
did you
wasn't.
Just try? See?
I just looked for the opportunities.
You
like,
just asked.
From 10 times, probably 9, I just looked for the opportunity. I don't wait until someone asks
You know
me.
What? You are creating it. Maybe there was no position like that,
yeah,
and they
there
were
was
like...
no position. She told me.
Why not?
Like,
we never know, right?
It doesn't hurt to try. It doesn't hurt to send an email. It doesn't hurt to contact someone.
If you care, you do it.
Exactly.
I found lots of jobs like this. Lots of jobs that they didn't need a staff member and hired me.
Really?
Yeah, because I was insisting, like, you know, I want to be there. How can I register? How can I apply? They're like, oh, she's willing to.
If they see that you are really interested, they will give you the job.
This is connection too. We did lots of connections, I think, before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, starting. When, like, how can I ask this question? When did you see the benefits of a connection very early? Is it in high school, or did you get connected with somebody to do something?
Like, I didn't know the power of connections until I moved to Canada. And I started to do, like, all the documents and paperwork and getting here into financial. And I start, I think I need to know the people. And when I started to make the connections, it was easier, so much easier. Because if the person knows you, they are going to do it for you.
You and see, like, yeah, getting supported it. Again.
You have to look for the like, opportunity. Look for the people.
Did you want any drink?
Yeah.
It's Which
important.
One?
It's definitely important.
And did you want any drink?
Yeah, sure. 57 minutes? Like, almost an hour?
Did you talk that much? I didn't feel like, no way. No, it's this thing since the beginning. Right.
Are you sure?
No, we did a break.
I don't know.
We recorded. We stopped recordings, no? I don't know.
I
need everything.
How long does it have to be the podcast? Do you know?
I don't know. It's just, you know, between like 18 to 27. Sometimes there are 50 minutes because it's just going
with the flow.
People just watch it. My husband just loves listening to podcasts.
Really?
That's it. And it's the most motivational thing to see because people are listening to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never listen to podcasts, but I don't know why.
It's not like 5-second reels anymore, right? And you were the true motivation. So did you come up with the idea, or did they tell you how to do the t-shirts?
The t-shirts for
which one? So content questions. Did they tell you anything? Did they give you? No way. Did you come up with like in a day?
Yeah.
No way, Paula. I didn't know that. I thought they were...
No, they didn't give me anything. Clear. They were like, yeah, do the content. That's it. Figure it out. I was like, okay, I'm going to figure it out.
So what is the feedback?
They loved that. Yeah, they loved that.
We didn't even ask. And you did a lot.
I sent the video and they said, like, we love that. We are going to post it right now. No changes, no nothing.
I love it. Oh, can you say it? Hours? Did
yeah,
you share
I was
it?
Going to add
or
you.
Or if you add, tag me,
was,
even collaborate.
I was going
me.
To add you, and then no, I told him like, I have like more interviews. Do you want me to share more? And she didn't answer me. I guess she was busy, and I was like, oh,
we can
no.
just share it for us, for
yeah,
our
I'm
work
to share
business
it.
Because
it.
It's yeah, it's a connection too. Mm-hmm. It's not like for fun.
fun. Are you sure it's not an hour? I don't know. Really.
Okay, let me see. Six.
What time did we start?
If it was an hour, it would be 6:30. So it's the beginning since the checking. Even.
Yeah. Okay. So we're good.
We can finish anytime.
Okay. That's good.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
You
How
did
are
a great
you
job. You're killing it. Thank you for the chat.
I hope
I'm just loving it.
Yeah. It's good to talk with the person, like a person.
Right?
Express yourself. And what is Brie doing?
Brie is going to go to soccer. We are so active, by the way, as entrepreneurs. Only, you know, one of the things, I'm not going to say only, one of the things that I learned good, like entrepreneurs are hardworking.
Oh, yeah.
We are everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We
doing
block time to grow, like.
Being an entrepreneur is hard. Let's be honest.
But we love it.
Oh, yeah.
We aren't. We just do, don't we? I mean, we just love it.
I love it. I love being an entrepreneur, especially because I can have my own time and I can decide whatever I want to decide. But then you have to be pretty confident that you're going to get the clients and everything. So
I feel like it's not the client anymore.
What is it about?
The followers, the content, the reach, everything. Connected to your personal brand
that gives you the trust,
which actually builds trust and the relationship with the clients,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. If they see like the results and then and the numbers, honestly, yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Did you manifest your dream clients?
Oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
it's gonna work though.
Manifesting though.
Please do.
The ideal clients that I want for my business.
How many? Because overwork, you know, overwork, bankruptcy.
For now,
you can't
I want at least three, at least, because that's what I can work by myself.
Awesome.
You know,
but we are gonna see more, Paula. We are watching you. We are following you. Your growth is, you know, right there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome. I'm so happy. Like I saw that. By the time when I saw it, it was 15,000 views. I was so happy for you.
Oh yeah, I wasn't expecting that honestly.
On Instagram, it
you
was,
never
it's the new account.
Anything
is
on
it?
Social media? Sorry.
Is it the new account or your personal?
No, that's
one?
The personal one.
Okay, that was.
Oh,
awesome.
But for the with the Sunfest, like we also got like 10,000 views. Yeah.
Yours were
with
more,
the
huh?
Sunfest.
Yeah. Like just alone, you know? That,
yeah.
The video.
Well, we did a collaboration, right? So it's easier.
I know. But it was.
But that was the purpose, getting recognition.
Yeah.
From other people. So more people from London can know about my business.
Aww.
And about me.
How did you go after Sunfest's recognition?
I started. When they post the video, it started to have like a lot of views and everything.
So organic.
Like,
see?
Yeah,
working.
Organic.
Working.
So like, this is working. This is good. Everything is working. Just step.
High five. This is the moment, of course, we entrepreneurs most love, like, to see
the
it's
results.
Working. It's working, right? Like, rewards. To see it, okay, I'm doing something for, yes, this feeling.
The
sometimes
results.
It takes time.
Oh, no, it always
for
takes
the
a lot of time. Like, at the beginning.
Yes.
It takes a lot of time. Then, once you start to grow and have the connections and everything, I think it's easier.
Yeah, because you get used to it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You have the experience, you repeat the same thing over and over. So you have your script, you have your idea, you know who you are. So it's easier to express that to other people.
It is. I love having you.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
I'm so happy. It did great. It went great. I knew though. Your energy works for me. So, what can I say?
Yeah, I love that. I was so happy.
You drop. What is that? Cheers. Can we do that? So little.
Can we do a cheers?
Cheers. Cheers with that.